T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joining us on the line, Congressman Brian Higgins. A lot to talk about with what's going on in Washington. Also, a focus on the northern border. And Congressman, we want to start there with the border. The CDC, with their new guidelines last week, basically kind of saying goodbye to COVID for the most part. It's something that we're going to live with. And it has a lot of people wondering, okay, what becomes then of all these remaining restrictions that go back to 2020 that we have, chief among them, the U.S.-Canada border? When should we expect to see changes there?
Well, we should have expected to see changes occur in a joint strategy by both the United States and Canada, because typically if you cross into a border, you're going to cross back into your where your trip originated from. So, you know, having restrictions done by one country and or lifting restrictions by one country, not the other, is just adds more confusion. And this is a problem. All COVID-related restrictions between the United States and Canada should be lifted. And that should be a joint strategy and announcement by the United States and Canadian government. Otherwise, you're never going to get back to a semblance of normalcy. We are down probably 40% at all border crossings between the United States and Canada, of which there are 120. And that's hurtful to both the economies and quality of people living in Canada and people living in the United States. So they should all be lifted. 68% of the U.S. population is fully vaccinated. 83% of the Canadian population is fully vaccinated. You're never going to reach 100% of fully vaccinated. So lift all the restrictions now.
You said it should be a joint decision, but nothing with the border seems to be joint between the U.S. and Canada. Shouldn't the U.S. just lift its own border rules now?
Without question. And we're pushing for that every day. And the frustration has been this administration, there's too many, you know, so-called decision makers, and there's a so-called task force that isn't doing anything, and nobody's responsive to very reasonable calls to lift all border restrictions. And again, you know, we're all economic actors, and when we're confident, we move; when we're not, we don't. And people are very reluctant because a lot of confusion about making that cross-border trip. You know, you can have restrictions lifted going into Canada or coming from Canada into the United States, but unless they're the same, you know, people aren't focused on, you know, the specifics of each country and the restrictions that they've imposed on people. You know, the fact of the matter is certain travelers were exempt from all restrictions during COVID. So, you know, if you're an essential worker, you didn't have to be vaccinated or anything to cross the border. And now we have vaccines, we have that are readily available, testing's readily available. All restrictions should be lifted. And this is something that I've talked to the Prime Minister in Canada about, and I've talked to the Biden cabinet officials about. And that is speaking with one voice about one policy, so that when there is a directive, an announcement, it's a binational agreement that gives people some clarity about what to do. I mean, you ask somebody today, they don't know what the restrictions are, what they have to do. They just figure, you know, they throw up their hands and they say, why make the move? Well, we need people to make the move because both of our economies are highly integrated and our life qualities are highly integrated.
there's you know, reason behind what you're saying, and to act in collaboration. But has enough time passed where on our side, the U.S. government, the Biden administration, should be pushed to say, you know what, we've acted collaboratively in the past somewhat, but we need action here. We're just going to drop the vaccination mandate, drop all the restrictions, allow people to cross the border as freely as they did in 2019. And you know what, like, come on, come match us.
Yeah, exactly. And I you know, look, you know, you have to provide leadership here. The United States is 330 million people. Canada is about 38 million. And we're pushing the administration to do just that. Lift all restrictions. People, as I said, there's a lot of Americans that are fully vaccinated. A lot of Canadians that are fully vaccinated. You're probably not going to improve those numbers beyond what they are, but they're pretty impressive and they're pretty good. These vaccines are highly effective, and you know, people are going to take whatever precautions they need to protect their families. So, yes, and I am pushing the administration every day to lift all COVID restrictions as it relates to travel between the United States and Canada.
Congressman, the Inflation Reduction Act was passed on Friday. It's now awaiting the president's signature. But what is in it that people will see an immediate impact when it comes to inflation?
Well, immediate impact, there will not be an immediate impact. Anybody that tells you that, you should be skeptical of. It's going to take some time. The economy is still very distorted from COVID. I mean, we had a lockdown. People received a lot of money. You have a lot of money chasing few goods, and that is primarily why you have inflation. It's going to take some time to bring that down. The good thing is, we're now moving in the right direction. You know, gas prices are coming down. Consumer products, the cost of them are beginning to come down, but they're not going to hit the consumer in a way that they feel as though they're fully relieved of high inflation. However, this does begin a process to tax corporations that, you know, there's 250 that pay no taxes. And they make a lot of money. They should be paying taxes. Why? Because you take Amazon, for example, you know, they use our roads and bridges and our infrastructure. They use our ports. And it's a public responsibility to build and to maintain them. They should pay their fair share. So there's a minimum corporate tax of 15% that they would have to pay. A lot of them, again, are paying nothing now, despite reporting huge, huge profits. It begins to, you know, move us away from fossil fuels and toward electrification of automobiles. That's a good thing. I mean, look, for the past 20 years, we spent $6 trillion in the Middle East primarily because of our country's addiction to oil. We're involved in Eastern Europe right now, and our oil purchases, our natural gas purchases in the United States and in Europe are weaponizing Putin's invasion of Ukraine. So the more we become independent, the better. Drug prices, it will cap senior drug costs at $2,000. It will cap Medicare insulin costs to $35, which is a significant improvement. So there's a lot in here. I mean, it's, you know, they call it Inflation Reduction Act. Look, that's a name they gave it, but truthfully, there will not be an immediate impact on inflation. Inflation is cyclical, and it's going to take some time to bring that down, to be truthful about it.
I want to spend a moment on, and we're talking, by the way, with Congressman Brian Higgins here on WBEN, on electric vehicles. You mentioned it right there, and there is something in this. It's kind of wild when I read some people saying there will be a tax credit for electric vehicles, you know, to help lower the cost. But in practice, what it does is just kind of extend the tax credit that has already existed, except for in the immediate future, it makes pretty much every single electric vehicle ineligible for that tax credit because there is a made in North America component to this. Now, this is something that in theory makes a lot of sense, Congressman. You want to encourage these vehicles to be made in America, but is there something that maybe should have been done in the short term to gradually get to that requirement instead of what you have now. And that's a lot of people waiting to hopefully get their cars that they might have ordered months ago before the president signs this bill, or else it's going to cost them $7,500 more.
Yeah, that's fair criticism. That's fair criticism. In defense of the way the bill was structured, it's not perfect. There are a lot of flaws in this bill. But the idea is to create a domestic demand by manufacturing electric vehicles. So in other words, if you're a manufacturer of electric vehicles and you're in the United States, these incentives would certainly encourage you to expand your manufacturing capability. So that would be the intended effect of that Buy American electric vehicle provision. But it's still an incentive. You know, these cars are still expensive. It's a $7,500 tax credit for the purchase of a new electric vehicle and $4,000 for a used. And it's also means tested. It's not available to everybody, but it is available to a large percentage of the population. But the idea is to both encourage consumers to purchase electric vehicles and also encourage domestic manufacturing of electric vehicles and all of their component parts. There are 211 battery manufacturing plants in the world. 156 are in China, 28 are in Europe, and 12 are in the United States. That's not good enough. The oil age will not end because you run out of oil. The oil age will end, and the internal combustion engine, when you find a way to make vehicles that are cleaner, quieter, quicker, and eventually cheaper. But it does take some time. And typically, these are what you would refer to as a public-private partnership. You know, if you look at all of the technology in your smartphone, the internet, touchscreen technology, voice-activated personal assistant, global positioning satellite positioning, they were all, you know, part of the Defense Department that were then commercialized when, you know, Steve Jobs took all of that technology that was publicly financed and created, and it came down the cost curve, and he was able, to commercialize it. And now, you know, they make a billion smartphones in China, but this is, you know, kind of the way that it works. So it's well intentioned. Will it work meeting that goal? It will. To what extent, I don't know, and there's no one knows until, you know, we see the final effect of that.
Congressman, thanks for the time this morning.
Thanks very much. Bye.
Congressman Brian Higgins.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.